Kai smiled, greeted the honorable this and the distinguished that, the names going straight into her implant, while her mind drifted.
Where's Rafe? Will he even speak to me?
Teddy went off to the drinks buffet, promising to return with one for her. Stella appeared in front of her.
You look superb.
These uniforms. You're a genius.
To her surprise, Stella flushed slightly.
I'm glad you like them. I was worried. All those times your mother told you to copy me.
Let's bury the mother-cousin thing, shall we? I needed help. You gave it. I'm grateful. I couldn't have managed this on my own, not on top of everything else. And the other officers liked the insignia design for the SDF, so again, thanks.
I did just want to say, are you having any problems with Rafe?
Kai's heart stuttered. Problems? Stella gave her a hard look.
Well, you know what the problems are. Is he doing anything to make it seem like...
Like we're more than acquaintances? No, on the contrary.
I'm glad you're not involved. I didn't think you were, but besides the political problems it would cause now, he's just not the right sort for you.
As if you knew. You've not met Captain Ransom yet, have you?
Stella looked around.
No. Which one is he?
Captain Ransom!
Teddy whirled, his cape swirling out.
Come meet my cousin, Stella.
Good heavens.
Stella had no chance to say more, because Teddy had already produced an elaborate bow that caught everyone's attention. Nor did he spill either of the glasses he carried.
Stella, this is Captain Theodore Albert Driscoll Ransom, commander of Ransom's Rangers, who has gallantly attached himself to our force. You may recall I told you about him when I was at Adelaide. Captain Ransom, my cousin Stella Vata, currently CEO of Vata Enterprises.
Teddy was looking at Stella in the way men often did. And women, too, Kai had to admit.
My utmost admiration, Sarah Vata. May I offer you this?
He held out one glass.
Thank you.
Stella took it, whereupon he immediately seized her hand and kissed it. Kai barely avoided laughing. Stella looked dumbfounded.
And you, Admiral, here is your favorite.
Kai took the glass he offered and watched with mounting amusement as Stella reacted to Teddy Ransom's effusive praise. Kai had never seen that particular expression on Stella's face.
Excuse me, Admiral Vata.
That was one of the diplomats from Nexus. Her implant gave her his name and title.
Of course, Ser Talal.
You do not, pardon me, look like your cousin.
Kai was familiar with this one.
You're right, Ser Talal. My family were all darker. She takes after her mother's family, the Starmarcos family, who are mostly blonde. And, of course, she is beautiful.
Nah, I meant no insult.
And no insult was taken, I assure you.
If they thought Vatas were villains, she could at least be a courteous, smooth villain.
I know you must have heard that on my planet there is concern about your influence on the young Sir Dunbarger.
I have no influence. We are acquaintances merely. I'm sure he has told you the same.
Yes, but his family history. He did not have a good reputation as a young man. I would not bring up any details now, considering his present position, but it is thought that perhaps he might shade the truth.
By happenstance, we traveled on the same ship for a while, and in his capacity as an agent of ISC, he repaired some system ansibles. When we arrived here, he chose to leave the ship and return home.
Talal looked at her long and hard, then glanced aside at Teddy Ransom, still chatting with Stella.
Is that young man a friend?
Captain Ransom commands Ransom's Rangers and joined our force in Adelaide. His unit is quite effective for certain special assignments.
He is actually a ship captain. He seems so...
colorful, may be the word you're looking for.
Yes. And you find him attractive, perhaps?
Ser Talal, one cannot help noticing that he is decorative. But I am a military officer, and he is in my chain of command.
It struck many of us that quite a few Vatas survived and seemed to be involved in our affairs. You, your cousin, your aunt on Slaughter Key, and these privateers.
It bothers you that they're privateers?
Well, they're really just pirates, aren't they? given license to attack any ship they suspect of being an enemy?
Letters of marque and reprisal specify what types of ships a privateer can lawfully engage. They are legal under the code that your government and many others signed.
Lawfully. But who's to say they stay lawful? Osman Vata didn't.
Osman was never a privateer. He was an outlaw from early on. The family threw him out.
They gave him a ship. A ship with weapons.
No, he stole the ship. And armed it himself. It was an ordinary trade ship before.
You say that now.
Talal stiffened as two Cascadian government officials within earshot turned to watch, their expressions disapproving.
I'm sure you didn't mean to imply that I am less than truthful, Sir Talal.
No, not that. But you're young. You might not know.
The Slaughter Key Ambassador can, I'm sure, furnish you with the data you require. Vata filed a report with law enforcement and with the insurance company when the ship was stolen.
He looked unconvinced, but the Cascadian officials had come closer. Kai had met one in that morning's first meeting.
Admiral Vata, I wanted to ask you about that very decorative young man chatting with your cousin.
Captain Ransom, of Ransom's Rangers.
A privateer company?
No. I'm not sure what you'd call them. Gentlemen adventurers, perhaps. They come from a society with a very unusual, well, to me anyway, approach to identity. Right now, Captain Ransom is exercising his romantic intelligence, he will tell you.
Romantic as in chatting up pretty women?
Romantic as in heroic. He believes in honor, gallantry, heroism, and style. Whatever you think of his present costume, he has shown himself courageous and able in combat, which is, after all, the measure of a warrior.
Talal looked at her as if she'd sprouted horns. Clearly, nothing was going to change his negative opinion.
It is said that some of our founders had a romantic streak. We always considered it something the young grew out of with experience.
The same on Slaughter Key. But on Ransom's homeworld, people apparently cycle through extremes of personality or attitude, I'm not sure which. His parents, he says, are being irrationalists. He's being a romantic, as is his friend, Captain Baskerville. It led them to seek adventure, first against pirates in their own system, and then to venture afar. We met them on Adelaide, where they asked to join us.
Well, how very interesting. But, I believe they're now signaling it is time to go in. And if I recall correctly, the ambassador from your home world... Yes, here he is.
Admiral Vata, may I take you in?
Thank you.